Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.
Here is your morning brief for Thursday, May 9th. I'm Luke Vargas for the Wall Street Journal. The U.S. is prepared to withhold more weapons for Israel, including artillery shells, if it chooses to mount a major ground operation in Rafah. Speaking on CNN, President Biden said the U.S. wasn't walking away from Israel's security and would keep providing defensive systems to fend off missile attacks, but that it couldn't support an Israeli push into Gaza's population centers. Earlier this week, the U.S. halted a shipment of bombs to Israel in the clearest rebuke yet of its war in Gaza. Chipmaker Intel has lowered its sales outlook as it faces new restrictions on exports to China. The Commerce Department yesterday revoked some licenses for exports to Chinese telecom company Huawei, a move that prompted Intel to disclose that it expected weaker Q2 revenue, even as it reaffirmed its full-year guidance. Intel shares dipped on the news. The revocation follows Huawei's launch last month of new AI-capable laptops containing Intel chips, leading to fresh calls from some U.S. lawmakers to withdraw the export licenses. And Uber is back in the red after posting more than $650 million in first-quarter losses, a surprise for analysts who had expected a nearly half-billion-dollar profit. Uber attributed the results to legal settlements as well as equity investments that it said would continue to affect its bottom line. The loss comes after Uber in February notched its first annual profit since its IPO and announced its first share buyback. Stock markets in Asia have ended the day mixed, with European shares also looking for direction ahead of the Bank of England's latest interest rate decision, and U.S. stock futures are pointing to a lower open. And we have got a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.